This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We are going where no human has gone before, maybe an ultra-terrestrial, maybe a collective unconscious. What were you starting up with in our previous segment, Andy Colton?
Balls of light could be used, could be created through the power of meditation by the, you know, particularly powerful monks, could create a sphere, project themselves into it, and travel, go places. It got even weirder when I found a Buddhist monk in upstate New York again. He lived near Eugenia, in fact. And she had visited the monastery in question. This guy claimed that he got into his sphere and took off. And when he got to the other end, he popped out as a Garuda, a birdman. And then he would then minister to people as the Garuda. Just so happens I've had weird dreams my whole life of traveling in a bubble and floating around people's homes. And I'll get to the window and look in, and they'll look out and be terrified. And I could never figure out what the dream was about. Maybe I was connecting to this somehow.
This is a whole subjective thing then. So we're talking, okay, because here
well,
in Calgary.
It was subjective for me.
Yeah, like here in Calgary, we had some of these Buddha-worshipping people come in and say that they were going to do a demonstration of levitation for the whole public to come and see. And so my life partner, who I was with, Patricia, she heard about it from someone who actually went, and they said that, okay, so when they claimed that they were actually doing it, all you could see them doing was they were meditating and they were kind of vibrating kind of a bit on the floor, but they weren't levitating. There was nothing to it. It was all in their mind.
John Keel claimed he saw a levitating monk when he was over there. I don't know. That's what he said.
Well, maybe that's what he saw. Someone who claimed they were levitating, but they weren't really levitating like we think of levitating, you know?
Parenthetically, I wanted to ask about John Keel. Some people suggest that in some cases, rather than being serious, he was putting us on, which, of course, Gray Barker was notorious of doing. Do you think John Keel was 100% serious in all the suggestions and theorizing?
Mostly. I think in the Eighth Tower, when he came up with the God phone idea or the God computer, he admitted he was just making that up. I don't know where he got it from, if he totally made it up or he had some historical thing to go on. But my son tells me that there are some role-playing games that are huge amongst teenagers now that involve the very same thing. And they actually reference John Keel. Somehow he's become the father of the God machine or something. You know, I don't know what to call it exactly, but...
No, yeah, sure, I can believe that. Yeah, there's a lot of games out there these days that are, you know, based on mythologies and, you know, there's a whole Area 51 game. Anyway, God, we've covered so many different interesting aspects of all of this so far.
But what
I still don't
what
know.
Happened?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, finish up.
I just want to finish the sphere being thing.
Yeah.
So I stopped writing about as soon as I stopped, my book stopped, which I guess was 2013. That's when Corey Good pops up and says he's one of these sphere beings, and now the sphere being thing is huge, and I'm pretty sure that he probably got it from this stuff.
Yeah, does anybody really? Well, okay, yeah, some people do obviously take him seriously. I don't. I don't know any serious ufologist who does. But okay, I mean, I guess we can come back to that. But you know where?
No, we don't have to.
I still am wondering what happened when the MIB came and hypnotized your whole family. I mean, we just sort of switched from that, and we were right in the middle of it. So what happened? And then what? Did they say things? What kind of suggestions did they give your family?
They asked about time. Some of those nonsensical questions that MIB ask. It didn't seem to amount to much. I think they were trying to figure out, well, let's say there's some reality to that, and they were there from Carmine trying to figure out if my dad, I almost wonder if they were trying to figure out if my dad was leaking secrets because of where he worked, and his best friend worked at Sugar Grove, which is the secret base in West Virginia where the Navy controls the Atlantic Fleet and it eavesdrops on all communications.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very possible.
Of course, what you're saying here implies these men in black may simply have been government agents who are using what they have in their toolbox to try to get information from your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, because not only that, but there was another time or two when my oldest sister, not the one who saw Mothman, my oldest sister was a Mothman hunter. She was always trying to find him. But she claimed the UFO landed in our yard and the little green men came in and scooted around and went through all of her drawers. And another time a man in black came in and went through her drawers and stuff. So, you know, maybe they were searching our house every now and then, gassing us and knocking us out and searching through everything to see, you know, if there was any leaked material. That could be. But
yeah,
you know, why would they land?
With all these kind of wacky things that you're covering over the years, have you been pursued by Men in Black much since then?
The only thing was a short time in 2009 when Adam Garightly and I were working together. We went out to Conspiracy Con, I think it was, in Santa Clara. And there was a guy watching us who had the same slouch as the guy in the Greenfield Man in Black photo. And we figured he might be Andrew Cole. They're that same guy, you know, aged quite a few years.
Now, this particular Greenfield Man in Black photo, is that the one near John J. Robinson's house?
No, that's the other one. That's the one that Tim Buckley and Jim Moseley took. Okay. Greenfield took one in Charleston in 1969, I think, when Gray Barker had a convention there, UFO convention, and that's when my oldest sister contacted him because she was interested in finding, you know, Mothman. And she's mentioned in one of his pamphlets or what do you call those? Unscheduled announcements that he would do. So, they're two different MIBs.
But then we don't really know these were MIBs. They just look like peculiar people.
Yeah, we just know that the one in the Greenfield ended up at our Mothman sighting spot in that Volkswagen that Andrew Kolb was known to drive, that had the same license as the one that was following John Robinson in New Jersey, if you'll recall.
Let us continue with that. Now, we're really, really here going back through time. In a sense, I almost feel as if we're entering another time, another space. So many decades ago, so much strange has happened. Now, just to let listeners know, John J. Robinson was a mystic, UFO researcher, someone that was active in the field, and mostly in the 60s. Somebody I knew, I mean, I spent the night at his home a few times. He was such a fun person to talk to, unless he got on his bad side. And then he had this glare in his eyes, because I could be kind of mischievous as a teenager. This glare in his eyes that if looks could kill. If looks could kill, John J. Robinson could send those vibes. Otherwise, he was just a wonderful guy. We've got more to come. with Gene Randall. And Andy, you're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's continue here. John J. Robinson, we have this so-called man in black hanging out around his home in Jersey City, New Jersey. We're talking about this car that was the same license plate as what?
The Volkswagen that Indrid Cole drove had okay. This license plate number that was scene in both West Virginia and New Jersey. And there's even a photograph that I found in one of the old UFO magazines of the what I think was the Volkswagen, you know, right before Woody Derenberger came across Indrid on the highway there. There was a car wreck, which caused everyone to slow down. There was a picture of the wreck, and it was a Volkswagen. And strangely, the license plate was white, was blacked out on the photograph. And I wonder, why would they do that? I mean, well, who cares? You know, unless it was that same Volkswagen, right? Then that would sort of give the game away that Indrid staged a car wreck to get everyone to slow down, and then somehow use hypnosis on Woody, or, you know, however they were doing this. Maybe they beamed electromagnetic waves at him and got him into a state where he was suggestible, and then they make him, as a screen memory, they make him think a craft landed. But, you know, it's possible, again, that they could have easily had drones that they could fly around at that time. They had 20 years to work on the technology. I actually think Indrid may have actually had his own saucer that he could fly around. He was seen many times.
I don't know if I buy the idea that they have any technology that's even close to what UFOs, flying saucers, these alien craft, whatever they are, they're not made by us. There's no way. We just don't have that technology. Yes, we had remote-controlled airplanes, but an airplane is something completely different. Completely different.
I'm not saying that he was in one of the ones that does the super speedy turns and all that. He could have had one. No, they actually had some drones in the 60s that could take off and land and hover and come down slowly, like the lunar module and that sort of thing. And then they could have had, you know, I think it's possible. Again, not all saucers.
Well, yeah, because I mean, most UFO reports actually are mistaken, misidentified aircraft. So sure, it's possible that they could have had some conventional aircraft with some unconventional, drone capabilities that we didn't know about. That's entirely possible.
But when you're talking Point Pleasant, you're in a whole different realm. There are reports from that time of a saucer that would hover around over people's yards, and there was a guy standing in the open door, looking down, saying things to people, waving. The thing would land. He would jump out. I mean, these are obviously were moving slowly enough to, you know, to be able to hover over people's homes.
Right. Well, there's lighter than aircraft that we can do and that they have made that look pretty weird, too, some of them. And you can make a lighter than aircraft in just about any shape you want. So, you know, that's possibly explainable by terrestrial technology, just depending on how it moves. You know, they don't accelerate instantly. They don't stop instantly. They don't turn on a dime, you know, that sort of thing. But they can hover silently and they can move off. At a rate that is like maybe a car, slow airplane kind of thing.
Another one of the things that sort of took off after in the last 5 years since I've been absent was the idea that I came up with for synthetic synchronicity. Now, this is from observing real synchronicities, what I thought were real, and then suddenly noticing that some were faked. And mostly I noticed it through news articles. And I think it can be used in other ways. But through the news articles, because there's a lot of this in my books where I would talk about what happened to me that week, but I would also mention what was happening in the news because I think sometimes this, you know, influences.
Okay, let's get into that. So when you say what was happening to you that week, what was happening to you that week?
I don't have anything specific other than what I started noticing was in the media, there would be an article here and then an article here on the same day. People would make the connection and get a charge out of it. Like there would be something exciting about the juxtaposition of the two. It started off with, I'll go back to when it all started for me. It was probably with the night that the Heaven's Gate people, it was reported that they had killed themselves. They had actually killed themselves 2 days before that, but they held off on the story for 2 days until the same night that the Martin Luther King family announced that they thought that James Earl Ray had not killed their father, that it was the government that had done it. So what happened was CNN, this is the first time they'd ever shown dead bodies on cable TV. CNN kept bouncing. You know, people call CNN liberal. Sorry, that's not. Anyway, it started off bouncing back and forth between the dead bodies and then jumping to the MLK press conference. And I guess another example would be even earlier than that would be when Reagan was inaugurated. It kept bouncing between his inauguration and the hostages being released in the Middle East.
In Iran.
What's behind that?
They say these mainstream networks, CNN, MSNBC, are liberal. They are corporate. They're owned by large multinational corporations, CNN being currently owned by AT&T, which is going to be laying off a lot of people from WarnerMedia. We have NBC, which is owned by Comcast, NBC Universal owned by Comcast, huge corporations, and they're not necessarily here to inform the public. They're here to grab an audience and to sell ads, and whatever it takes, they'll do it. Not that journalists are not sincere. They are. I think most of them are trying to do a good job because I come out of broadcast journalism. But the networks, you know, it's whatever sells. Fox decided that being a conservative-oriented TV network sells, and that's what they do. If tomorrow they realize, let's become a liberal network, they'd find a way to do it, don't you think?
What was that exactly?
In mentioning CNN before, that's not really a liberal network. I was saying that Fox, which is a conservative network, if they realize one day if we become a liberal network or a mainstream network, we'll make more money, they'll find a way to do it.
That's most of the time that's the way it works. However, there's the old lost leader idea, which is if the people backing a certain paradigm are billionaires, then they'll go ahead and pay for their ideas to get put out there, even if they lose money, because they don't care if they lose money.
It'd be so nice to be that way in the UFO field. We got more to come with Andy, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are courting American voters. President Trump was at the White House Saturday.
I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means. 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded. 56%. Now tell me about that. No, we had it going, and we really had it going, and then the plague came in from China, but we're getting rid of that, and we're rebuilding it, and it's going to be better than it was even before.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
So, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I at least expect them to understand my problems. You're facing real challenges right now, and the last thing you need is a president who exacerbates them.
USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta, now a tropical depression, is weakening as it travels over land with nearly 11 million people in the storm's path. FEMA's Peter Gaynor tells us power outages are plaguing the area.
But right now, what we see are power outages. In Louisiana, about 688,000. In Texas, about 107,000. And in Mississippi, about 92,000. So power seems to be the issue right now.
Do you trust what you hear about politics? Chances are you're not alone. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. Exactly according to my plan.
Oh, and by the way, as you know, we have the Paracast Plus, where we offer a version of this show free of the network ads, and the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next, but we've got so many things to talk about with Andrew Colvin. He will hang out for us for the After the Paracast podcast. And by the way, if you sign up and order a 5-year or lifetime subscription, as supplies last, we'll give you a coupon code for the movie, the James Fox movie, The Phenomenon. It's worth $19.99 U.S., free with subscriptions to the 5-year or lifetime Paracast Plus package as they last. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus for more. Back with Andrew Colvin. And as you see, everything we talk about, there's 1,000 more things to talk about. Andrew, let's just pick up where we left off.
Intentional or fake synchronicities that you were noticing in the news. Now, just before we get into that a little bit more, this reminds me of a movie. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called A Beautiful Mind, 2001 biographical drama film based on the life of American mathematician John Nash, who, according to the story, was recruited by a William Parcher of the United States Department of Defense for a classified assignment looking for hidden patterns in magazines and newspapers in order to thwart a Soviet plot. And he becomes increasingly obsessive over this to the point where he feels he's being followed and all the rest of it. So this is sounding very much like that.
Yeah. Well, I kept a detailed calendar. I saw a lady artist just got me onto this. She was simply doing nothing. She was drawing a little calendar each week showing news stories. And it was really fascinating because you could see where the media was just grabbing onto things and then milking it for that 9-day cycle. Apparently there's a 9-day cycle that's the longest.
Sorry to interrupt there again, but I mean, while you were talking numbers, the whole 9-day thing has big synchronicity, well, in my life. And I don't mean to get talking about mine, but I had a band named 9 Days, and it all came together because we needed to get a gig together within 9 days, and all the members got together. We played the gig, and then we started noticing all this 9-day stuff. Just a little short aside there. Yeah, definitely some mysterious stuff going on with the 9-day cycle.
Yeah, feel free to jump in with any stories. I was looking at your bio and noticed that you have a long history of strange things that have happened.
Oh, yeah, I'm a total believer that strange things happen, even if we can't explain them. Please go on. The 9-day news cycle. This is where we were left off.
With the Reagan thing, you know, people were asked to draw a connection. Well, President Reagan is the one who got the hostages released, and doesn't that mean he's going to be a great president? Well, yeah, he did get him released. Some dirty deal, to keep them from being released earlier.
It was one of these political tricks where supposedly, if you believe some of the scuttlebutt, he did something that came real close to treason in order to postpone release of the Iranian hostages so that he'd win the election against Jimmy Carter.
Yes. So when you get to the Heaven's Gate thing, it's a different kind of a connection. It's a sliming of one story with another. So rather than just see a wonderful, it could have been just one night of just MLK, right? It could have been the American people's eyes could have been open to the fact that the family itself didn't believe the official story and that they believed it was the government. Well, no, now they can't get the images of the dead people out of their heads who killed themselves because a spaceship was flying behind Halley's Comet or something.
Kahootek, wasn't it? I think.
Whatever it was.
Anyway, yeah.
One story slimes another or discredits another or takes power away from it.
Okay, so this is what you mean by artificial synchronicity?
Yeah, an artificial synchronicity is kind of the opposite. Well, it could be that, I guess. That could be a negative synchronicity. A positive one would be where two things happen and people go, wow, that's really something that I need to go in that direction. Now, you'll notice this if you've ever talked to people. Well, let's say what I just said about 9 days. You might say to yourself, wow, he brought up the 9-day thing. Isn't that synchronous? And man, he sounds like a guy that I could be friends with. Okay, people often live their lives by these synchronicities, right? So right. You can manipulate people by creating false ones.
Exactly.
Synthetic ones.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That idea has started to kind of get out there now.
I think you're on to it. I think there's a lot going on with this whole pandemic thing, right? It is dominating the news. But if you look, there's like stories after story after story that if it wasn't for this pandemic would be front page news as it is. You know, one of the first ones was that they had a major kind of drug intervention thing involving the Navy and stuff down in South America, right? Like nobody even knows about it. That this whole pandemic thing has just covered up everything.
Randall, if you want to look at the conspiracy theory here, if the pandemic was something deliberately staged rather than some kind of accidental breakout, which is what a lot of the scientists say, but to be conspiratorial, could it have been a deliberate thing by people who don't care if a few hundred thousand or a few million people die, it is to cover up all the other bad things they're doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's not just the pandemic. I think, Andy, probably you would agree that you would, before the pandemic, it would be maybe just something that should be noticed, but really wasn't getting a lot of notice, but had the potential to really be bad. And then so all of a sudden, some other story comes out completely washes the other one into the, middle of the obscure pages somewhere, and you don't hear about it. That sort of thing.
But isn't everything these days, in the light of the politics, something where they're all diversions that hide everything else? I think tomorrow, if they revealed this Pentagon UAP task force that, yes, there are off-world craft here, it would be in the headlines for about an hour.
Oh, if. Look what happened to James Fox's movie. We're all having to download it now, and watch it. Instead of going out to the theater and having it be, given all that attention in the media that movies get at theaters,
Well, of course, he wanted it to be in the movie theaters when he was on the PowerCast back in the spring.
Yeah.
He said they hoped to have it in the theaters by September, and he held off the release. I mean, the film has been done for a little while. I saw it last spring, and Randall's going to see the screener that we got from the producers. So, yeah, eventually, when he fixes the plumbing in his house, don't get us started. God. We need E.T. to come out.
That is such an awesome perk for our Paracast Plus people. Anyway, Andy, we're getting completely off track here now again. Can I ask you a question? I guess we'd be switching a little bit again, but by all means, feel free to finish up with what we were talking about there with these sort of intentional diversionary synchronicities, but I'd like to get into, and we might have to do this maybe in after the Paracast, the connection between the Mothman and the Skinwalker. Because if this Mothman thing can morph into other types of beings, I mean, I think there might be a connection there.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to morph in order for there to be a connection, because the Mothman, if it's a first responder like the Garuda and the Thunderbird, it might be coming there to deal with a Skinwalker anyway. Because Skinwalkers are nasty characters. So, I mean,
Right, but and there's been other weird shape-shifting entities reported there as well. So, and the other thing is, how do we know there isn't more than one? I mean, if there's one Mothman, there's probably two or three, right? It's not, it seems unlikely that the universe would create just a singular character or species that we would call a Mothman, and that's the only one there is in the entire universe. Usually where there's one, there's more.
We got more to come with Gene Randall and Andy. You're in the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, there can only be one does not apply to Mothman. Andrew Colvin joining us for the final segment of the Paracast, but he'll be back. He'll be right back with After the Paracast for more. Randall, continue.
First, if you want to finish up with the idea that we're dealing with some constructed or hoax types synchronicities, did you want to finish up with any of those?
No, I think we covered that. One kind of thing that's similar, though, is when Bigfoot came in. The Patterson film came in and blew Mothman out of the water. Mothman was possibly going to be the hot story in late 67.
Right, and then we've got the whole confession that the Patterson film is fake. Are you one of the believers?
No, I'm not. No, I think it was probably fake. I think the reason Bigfoot is such a good meme for the powers that be is that he just sort of lopes around in the forest. He's not political. He's not trying to reveal any conspiracies like Mothman. You know, he just sort of lopes along, and it's attractive to people. I don't know. I guess there's somewhat of a fear factor, but not as much as Mothman, which could fly, and chase your car and supposedly do stuff to you. But Mothman's never hurt anyone or anything. Now, in my book, Praise for the Hairy Man, I speculate a lot that Mothman might be Bigfoot, that they might be the same thing, because there's one video, which I think is a hoax, but it kind of shows Bigfoot growing wings as it's running. And so the idea was, maybe since they're very similar otherwise, what if Bigfoot grew wings? It would look a lot like Mothman, except for maybe the face, which probably looks like a bird for Mothman. Possible shape shifting there. I took a lot of grief, a gaff, or whatever you have, chaff for that.
Well, I think people are a lot more open minded now to the idea. I mean, Gene would probably agree too. Just about every guest we've had on in the last month or two is onto this idea that we might be dealing with a sort of a unified field theory of the paranormal when it comes to these creatures, and that we are dealing with, say, a singular type, not maybe singular creature in and of itself, but a type of phenomena that is capable of taking on all these various forms.
Yeah, but when we wrote that book, which was about 8 years ago, it was not popular. Let me tell you.
Definitely. Yeah, the Bigfoot people would be, it's not an alien. And then now we were just talking with one of our recent guests who was saying that they have witnesses who, see a craft land off in the forest, and then there's these Bigfoot-type creatures walking that direction into the forest.
Was that Stan Gordon?
That's right. I believe so.
Andy, do you know who Stan Gordon is?
Oh, yeah. I've followed his work forever, and I've met him a couple times at the festival, Mothman Festival, and I love his work. He's not fazed by the high strangeness. If the Bigfoot's carrying a globe of light, Well, it's carrying a globe of light.
We're talking about then. So, I mean, when you see that there's these kinds of connections going on like that, you kind of got to go, maybe there is something to it. Maybe they're all part of some larger, I'm not really sure what we would call it other than a phenomena, that aren't all separate, that they don't all come from different planets, or that maybe, you know, there's the people who believe it comes from this planet. I'm still kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm thinking that the only real reasonable explanation is off-world somewhere, interstellar probably. But you're pretty big on this whole idea of a, you know, maybe a parallel universe. Maybe we should talk a little bit about that.
How do you access that? Well, I accessed it growing up. I think it by being in this dream state. When I was dreaming, I dreamt of Bigfoots carrying globes of light. And I had many, many, many dreams of Bigfoot hiding behind our house. And over the years, terrifying dreams. And eventually, Bigfoot turned into a dog, and I no longer had those dreams. This is before I ever knew. I didn't know about Bigfoot until probably the late 70s. I didn't even know, I'd never heard of it. But yet I was having dreams of it the whole time. And I had dreams that one was standing outside my window every night when I would go to sleep. He would talk to me. And this is right before I fell asleep. So it could have been my imagination, but it sure seemed real. And, there's something there. They're spirits of the forest and I've always communicated with them, and I just didn't know what to call it. And I don't know what the relationship to Mothman is either, exactly, if there is one. But, there was something else I was going to go into. It's kind of, it escaped me there.
While you're thinking of that, I'll just back up a little bit in our earlier conversation where you were talking about how, I believe it was your dad, believed that he may have been the victim of a corporate assassination attempt. And, you know, this isn't out of the ordinary, especially for people who are pro-union. Ford hired thug union busters to beat up union sympathizers in his plants. It's one of the reasons I won't buy a Ford today, even to this day. And there's the case of Karen Silkwood, the nuclear activist who was believed to be run off the road. So, I mean, these things happen. It's not that strange to think that somebody could be targeted by a large corporation if they're a union sympathizer.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. There's so many people just go blank when you talk about that. They don't study it. They don't know anything about it. So, yeah, thanks for the support, those supportive comments. There's all kinds of other stuff that has gone on, too.
Oh, yeah, and we'll get into that in after the Paracast, because I'm pretty sure, Gene, we're coming up almost to the end of the show now. How are we doing for time there? Anything you want to get in?
I really wanted to have Andy give us a little bit more detail on how we can find out more of his material. I mean, you're sending me this list here, which you call Keel Collections, and there's like 12,000 of them there, or it seems like 12,000 of them. And I rather hope here that the people who have listened to the Paracast so far and will be listening to after the Paracast, because they're going to sign up for the Paracast Plus and for long-term subscriptions so we can give them the coupon code for the phenomenon, but you have all this stuff going on. Why don't we have you kind of briefly tell our listeners, if they're interested in learning more about all the things you've done, and if you look at the section for him on Amazon, the question is, what hasn't he done? Where do we find all this? Do we go to Amazon? Is that the best place?
Yes, go to Amazon. If you put in Andrew Colvin, you'll get all the books. There's, I don't know, about 50 of them probably. There's six of them that are directly, well, nine of them that are directly targeting Mothman that I've written. The Mothman Speaks is one of them. Mothman Squeaks, Mothman Shrieks. That one's on sale. Amazon's priced it way down.
And therefore, if he smelled, it'd be the Mothman Reeks?
that might be a new one. There's the Mothman's Photographer trilogy, which started off because I did take a photo of Mothman, as I mentioned earlier. Then there's three books where it's nothing but correspondence that I've had with Mothman witnesses. Then there's the 11 Keel books.
All right, basically go to Amazon.com, select Andrew Colton, and have at it. You don't have a website.
Correct.
Okay. That's the best way to contact you? Just look for the books?
I'm trying to get off the grid eventually. I'm working on it.
I won't let them. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Find us on Facebook if you look for the Paracast. That sounds redundant. Get branded merchandise with official Paracast logos, several of them, and all sorts of great merchandise, T-shirts and regular shirts and throw pillows and good stuff. Go to the Paracast.shop. That's the Paracast.shop. We've got that special offer now. If you sign up for a 5-year or lifetime subscription for the Paracast Plus, we will give you a coupon code while they last for The Phenomenon, worth $19.99 U.S. That's to get the movie. You can download it or just watch it on Vimeo.com. How about that? We also offer you the After the Paracast podcast, which will feature Andy this week, and also the Paracast version free of the network ads. If you want more information, go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. Andrew Colvin, thank you for hanging with us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.